with mirrors. Don't forget after you're through here to be sure and catch this the show down on the main stage tonight, because it's going to be a good one, and particularly the tribute that Doug Goss is going to be doing to the 50th Florida Folk Festival. Did any of you see the Jeannie Fitchin tribute last night? Wasn't that a beautiful thing? It was just wonderful. And to hear Cousin Thelma's voice coming off that stage was incredible. Just incredible. Well, I think they've about got it together here. Is that right, Bobby? But you've always had it together. I guess Doug Goss is going to help him out. Ladies and gentlemen, a big, warm welcome for Bobby Hicks.
Around the end of the time, I really appreciate sound people, and we're just going to come out there and play acoustic after that. So if y'all want to hang around, if you got a little time to kill or whatever. Can y'all hear that? Can you hear Doug's guitar? Can you hear both guitars? Probably playing identical to them.
Great-grandfathers wore when in the fields at a lusty they fought. I'm the roar of the Cumberland Sun's mill at Wacoochee, now as vanished as a cypress they saw. Appalachicola oysters and I'm Crystal Springs. Cousin Thelma Bolton and God bless Will McLean. I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Lyke's brother's herd, or canoe trip down the Miami, where the gators still left undisturbed. My brother and I know I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine in Penn Hill River's frostproof road. Water's once clear as a swimming pool. Though fewer than there used to be, though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish saved to eat. Better hurry. Take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. With all of the good life right here at our door, I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm an Indian, I'm forest, and I'm swamp lands, opportunities for all men. I'm proud as can be when I roll. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more?
Thank you, White Springs. Always a pleasure to close for Jimmy Carrick. I heard a lady down there saying, I don't know who he is, but Jimmy Carrick's opening for him. So. Well, they talk about knowing different people and things like that, the things you know about them. How many wonderful people we've met through the years here. See, I came here with my aunt and uncle when I was real young. We'd come up with a genie with the light brown hair contest. There was always some, you know, a golden-haired young lady from down our area, they'd try to enter in the contest and stuff. And, we'd come up and then we'd come for the festival. And I loved it. It wasn't because we got to miss a day of school. It was just the wonder of the entire thing. And just like when this was the main stage and years like that. And I had the advantage over a lot of performers here. I attended the Folk Festival as a spectator for many, many, many more years than I played here. But by the time I played here, I knew that this is sacred, hallowed ground. And I knew that this festival was the festival. This is the largest and longest state-sponsored, continuously run festival in the country. And I'm so proud that it's in Florida. Years ago, a phosphate concern local to here, we don't need to go into great detail. I know a great many of you are employed there, but they wanted to reroute the river around here, put it over in the ditch like they did with the Kissimmee, you know, like the Corps engineers did for flood control, they say. Everything's still flooded. They're flooded. You know how that works. But anyway, they wanted to reroute the river and mine all this for phosphate. So a lot of us kind of fought on that and everything, and well, here we are. You know, the Arm and Hammer said that they would win, but you know, Arm and Hammer's gone now. You know, he's not around. Of course, I thought I'd outlive him anyway, since he was, you know, in his 80s when he told me that. But just
don't
proud.
Take nothing for granted.
Yeah. This is a song that evolved out of all that fighting. You know, I'm sure you. You know, if you remember back then, a lot of y'all hadn't even moved to Florida back then. But anyway, got a handful of law students, went over there, and all I wanted was the state of Florida to be responsible for what they're about to do to some of our water supply. And the state of Florida wouldn't accept liability, so they couldn't mine it. Now, of course, you know, Georgia, they sold out. But that's all right. We're still here, and the Suwannee flows deep in my heart.
Treasure of this wondrous stream as she wanders through legends, songs, poems, and dreams. McLean sings about Florida sand. Don Grooms and Jim Bibby about the Indian hand. While me and Whitey Markle were still trying to make a stand for the Swanee that flows deep in our heart. God bless Thelma Bolton, she remembers back when. Kill another Florida river to send some phosphate to Japan? I don't think so. Folks, I'm a Republican. How you think it feels for me to have to tell you that? For God's sake, look around you. How I wish I could turn the clocks back for industrial parts. He tried to keep me calm down in that, and I got it anyway. Boy.
Whoa.
Y'all see Dale Crider going around there and all that stuff? Yeah, I explained to some people over at the Seminole camp about that yesterday. You know, he was a game biologist emeritus in this state. I mean, made us proud in the southeastern United States. He was most well known in most of the country. You name Dale Crider to any type of game biologist or anyone in that related area, and they knew who you were talking about. But then he retired. And I think he's got a little too much time on his hands. I think he's down there at Aunt Inga's roost, roosting with a bunch of Aunt Ingas and fell out the tree. You know, they say first you cut out the wild women, then you cut out the drinking and the smoking. Then you start cutting out paper dolls, and I guess we've run our full circle. Folks, I love Dale Crider. And when I was playing yesterday and he headed out with that crowd, I was most proud that they're leaving during my time. Because I'll tell you what, if Dale Crider wanted to fly him through here right now, that'd be all right with me. Because if anybody's been responsible for bringing a lot of public awareness of what's really happening out there and helping slow down the wheels, and it's not progress, folks. Remember, the opposite of pro would be con, right? Okay, so opposite of progress would be, yeah, that works out. When I say alcoholic alligator, I'm not talking about some drunk from Moorhaven went to University of Florida, although there are quite a few of those. I'm talking about a true reprobate of reptilian lineage. I love that word. I learned it in Reader's Digest so many years ago. I was down on the Okeechobee about 7 years ago. I was doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know.
We was drifting toward Moorhaven, about as fast as a flat bottom floats.
That's a boat, by the way, Jimmy.
When a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. And the very next verse I'll explain is why we was drifting in the first place. Well, mercury makes a pretty good outboard. That gas ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I hadn't charged my battery, so my trolling motor would not spin. So I spied him off with a paddle till I dropped the damn paddle in.
Mama says it'd be days like this, but she never had it. They'd come a week at the time.
To anybody on the big lake that day, it must have been a heck of a sight. I fed him a life jacket and a CB radio, trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all. Too much beer, they could only laugh. Had a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. Definitely one of those don't just do something, sit there type of situation. Well, I finally threw a Budweiser at him, and I watched as he drained the can. After he downed a couple six-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to shore, started rolling around in the sand. I realized I was down on Lake Okeechobee with the alcoholic alligator on my hand.
Yeah, you try to spit that last line out after you've had a six-pack or two.
But it's all right to add a couple extra syllables per line when you're a folk singer. I finally flagged a fisherman down and towed me to Moorhaven's lock. I related the story about the reptile and about how that gator got crocked. Cannon with a fishing tail of his own of one dark Okeechobee night. Claims a 20-year-old Coleman lantern he'd caught that still was burning bright. He said, we both are liars, son. As fishermen, we got the right. You sober up that gator, and I'll blow out that light. But I tell your friends and neighbors, the gator tale is true. Better heed my words, cause someday might swim up to you. Put you down on the Okeechobee, and your canoe he tries to crush. Just give him two or three six-packs, he'll swim off a harmless lush.
We got 5 minutes. They're going to have to kill this sound. So a gentleman from South Florida asked me about a song and asked if it was on the tape, and it's not. It's about leaving St. Augustine, and he'd been hearing on radio down there, so that means somebody's got a hold of it without permission, and they're playing it down there. But that's all right. My attorney will be in touch. Yeah, I got one. That's right. I moved into the new millennium. But I'm thrilled they did this song, and if they're playing it down there, I'd send them a better copy. That's the message, you know. Don't tape this stuff and run off and you know, sneak it on. Just give me a call, you know. I probably got it recorded pretty good. But anyway, I was headed out to Augustine, and just thinking about it all, it was so foggy. I used to play up at the Milltop, and I'd head back to Tampa, and it was one of those nights that Oh, everything had been beautiful at the Milltop, but I'd been sick back then, and I really thought that was my farewell show. So I was headed back to Tampa, and like I say, the fog was really bad, and I finally just got weary. I had to pull over. I waited on a semi to come through. I followed them. But just was thinking about where all my other brother and sister musicians were that night. And
o'clock in the morning, fog it slowly creeps. The oldest town in this country lies more or less asleep. God knows I love Augustine, an old city by the sea. Where the crowd was kind and the music worked, and that meant the world to me. Although this coffee's hot, the highway makes me cold. Though my brothers say I'm not, these miles will make you old. Fog so thick at Tomoka, no light from the stars above. Marianne and Glenn were in the dashboard again, telling me I was loved. I sing my songs of Florida, each one a part of my life. Sometimes the same wind fills your sails can cut you like a knife. Got to pay your dues to play your music. Heard this all my life as I recall. Once the chorus is set, you stick right to it. The audience is out in front when your back's up against the wall. I can well see Sandra's face up on the White Spring stage, singing Angel from Montgomery as my mind turns back the page. I thank old Don Grooms and all he means to me. Across the St. John's River, I sing Solly from memory. Damn sure ain't the money, thoughts of becoming a star, when it's $200 for 200 miles to play a $2,000 guitar. Boy, it's an old song. Got to pay your dues to play your music. Heard this all my life as I recall. Once the chorus is set, then we stick right to it. The audience is out in front when your back's up against the wall. Play for folks on the high road, I play for some on relief. Doctors and lawyers, preachers and teachers, even an Indian chief. Those simple things will never repay. The times I stumbled in the dark, he helped to light my way. Got to pay your dues to play your music. Throughout my life I found this is true. Once the chorus was set, then we stuck right to it. Always remember, there's a lot of love in what we do. And to each and every one of you, from each and every one of us, that's why it all works. It ain't the money that's not there. It's not the fame that's not there. It's your friendship that is there, and we love you. God, we love you. There's a lot of love in what we do. Champion was quite the man, with a banjo or guitar in his hand. The paper said that he picked with some names from up around Nashville way. But well, I do remember him picking with Will and Gambling Jim. His music helped to fan their flames. Music was Paul Champion's way. Who was any faster at making friends than Jim Ballou with his gentle grin? Memories that are quite well worn still take me when I'm alone. Stray dogs and roll-on manatees, Jim was so much of what we all need to be. Though Alabama seen him born, Florida was his home. Some thought Will a crazy man with a banjo or guitar in his hands. Never. No. I guess he's busy paving the road for the rest of us to ride. A different man from a different time. I'll not betray Will in my mind. But I wouldn't be telling you right if I didn't say we all had a little Will inside. I'll never forget the ringing phone, Jimmy Carrick calling that Gambit was gone. Rogers was a troubadour's troubadour, died trying to save a man he didn't even know. His guitar like a spinning wheel to weave a story everyone could feel. We all remember the audience's roar, for Rogers was such a show. Here we are again tonight, a Florida family in the lights. Though there's a few you don't see right away, with their help we'll carry the load. Heartfelt memories turn back the page. They're all right here on every one of these stages. Their music helps to light the way as we travel this Florida road. Oh, God, think about that party. Well, that lady sitting up there in their chair keeping herd on that group of rabscallions. Marty Schumann with his auto harp. Don Grooms. Oh, it's like Doug Goss once said to me, might not be that bad idea just to drive into a tree, you know. But you know what? You see a lot of these people around here, and you remember back when they were kids, and they come on, and the kids come up, and you know, we got a lot of people writing songs now. A lot of people writing Florida songs. And I'm just so proud that, you know, when they let me in that, you know, I'm a lot younger in that crowd. I was the youngest of it. And I know that some of them just, oh, you know, I was such a troublemaker that didn't want me in that. But no, when they let me in, though, they all opened up their arms and they put up with the rest. And I've been working on it. I'm still not that easy to get along with, but God, I'm so proud to have known these people. And so proud to know you all, because I recognize so many of you through the years. And it's a pleasure singing to Florida. It's a pleasure writing about Florida. And all I can tell you is, like I've said all weekend, history to some is heartfelt memories to others. But so many of you have been coming here so many years that even if you weren't fortunate enough to be born in Florida, you definitely have heartfelt memories here. God, I love you. Thank you. Thank you.